Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Welcome, this is Connor from the 4P Sunday Short Break Show. Join us for a variety of obscure features including famous birthdays, local news and weathers, and jokes that will make you wonder why you listen to this station.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 12. Tuesday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 12. Wednesday we can expect a light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 17, lows of 13. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a moderate breeze, highs of 17, lows of 13. Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 17, lows of 12. That's it for your weekly weather. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In local news this week, an Isle of Wight road which feared red tape would scupper its Platinum Jubilee Street has announced the celebrations will go ahead after all. Last month, the mall in Binstead was going to abandon its plans as bureaucracy threatened to strifle the trifle, but thanks to extra funding from Ryde Town Council, the bunting will be up as celebrations go full steam ahead today. Party organising resident Karen Whitehead feared insurance costs, signage and red tape could put the mockers on flag waving and fun this Jubilee Bank holiday. Karen Whitehead said, "As I said before, I think the hoops we had to jump through were excessive and it could have been simpler. We did have a contingency plan, but it wasn't ideal." Meanwhile, nobody has come forward to provide a super surgery to fill the hole in the Isle of Wight's dental provision in an effort to solve the island's dentistry issues, which see thousands of residents waiting months for an appointment. A new dental practice was proposed. In March, following a review of the island's current dental services, NHS England looked to create a contract for a dental practice nearly four times as big as one full-time surgery. The bid to find someone to fill that contract has been unsuccessful, however. In an update to the Isle of Wight Council's Policy and Scrutiny Committee for Health and Social Care, to be heard at its meeting on the 6th of June, the NHS said it had been commissioning services across Hampshire and the island as a priority. Finally, a 12-year-old girl has been rescued from mud in the River Medina this week. The girl had been waist-deep in the offshore mud for over an hour and was getting increasingly cold. She was eventually rescued by firemen using specialist inflatable equipment. An ambulance then took her to St. Mary's Hospital for a checkup. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, this is Connor with the Cinema Guide. All the following films will be shown from Monday to Thursday this week. At Cineworld only is Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is rated 15. At both Cineworld and the Commodore Cinema is the Bob's Burger movies rated PG. Top Gun Maverick, which is rated 12A. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness rated 12A. Downton Abbey, A New Era rated PG. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 rated a PG. And Men rated 15. For more information, including film availability and showtimes, make sure to check the cinema websites.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Chloe Davidson, who's a TV actress, Isaac Anderson, who's a guitarist, and Sam Harris, who's a stage actor. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Kaylin with a recipe that you might know. Spicy banana bread mug cake. So, one small very ripe banana, one egg, a quarter of a teaspoon of mixed spice, 2 tablespoons of very soft butter, 3 tablespoons of self-raising flour, 1 tablespoon chopped mixed nuts, 2 tablespoons of light brown sugar, maple syrup to drizzle. Mash the bananas very well in a big microwave safe mug. Add the egg, mixed spice, butter, flour, half of the nuts and sugar to the mug. Beat it together well. Microwave on full power for 20 minutes. Sprinkle with mixed nuts and drizzle some maple syrup. Open it.
So opposite me I have got Sat,
James
and
Jasper,
and in the cupboard joining us shortly will be Connor, but me and James are going to be talking about our game.
Yes, today I will be explaining a game to Blake. So the game is called Factorio.
Okay.
It is a strategy game to some degree, and it's quite planning oriented. You start off with basically nothing and you have to collect resources to build a rocket to leave the planet.
Interesting. Tell us more.
A lot of the game is focused around automation. At the start, you can build inserters, which are robot arms that can move items from place to place. Over time, you can create more sophisticated automation, such as robots that move things around and automatically build stuff, and trains that transport resources long distances. A lot of machines also produce pollution, which means that it will spread and monsters will get the pollution and use it to become more powerful and attack you. So you also have to defend your base.
That's not how pollution should work.
Yeah, that's definitely not how pollution should work.
Revolution should make them weaker. What devices is this game on?
Factorio is only available on PC because the mouse requires like fine positioning of items.
Yep.
Although there are several factory-like games that I believe you can get that are very similar.
Okay.
And one good thing about Factorio is that it's very moddable. The game has built-in mod support where you can easily install, remove, and alter your mod selection, and all requirements and incompatibilities for mods are shown by default. The game has quite a big modding community.
Cool. And what age rating would you rate this game?
I reckon Factorio is a 7 because it's not really focused around violence, and although there's a small amount of blood, it's not really that defined.
I'm sorry, but due to today's regulations of games, I'd probably like a drop of blood before we make it an 18.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like, if you've got a game that's got a drop of blood in it and it's like rated a 7, it's probably going to get cancelled out by the cancel culture, but who knows?
I reckon maybe a 12 at the greatest, but yeah. The base game would definitely not be an 18 because it's not really focused on fighting, it's just a part of the game.
Cool. Well, thank you for that.
In local news this week, mainland treatment could be on the cards for patients on the Isle of Wight alongside those across Hampshire in a bid to cut waiting times with the creation of a new NHS surgery hub in Winchester. If approved, the National Health Service says it would provide a central location for urology, orthopaedic and ear, nose and throat patients. When the Isle of Wight NHS Trust previously offered islanders the option for private operations at hospitals on the mainland, in October 2020, 65% of patients turned it down, preferring to wait longer for treatment at St Mary's in Newport. Now, health bosses across the two counties have agreed to create new facilities subject to permission and funding for those who have been waiting the longest and are in the greatest need. The proposed hub would be at the Royal Hampshire County Hospital in Winchester because it has links to existing services and the potential to expand. Meanwhile, for the fourth year running, Benefact Group is giving away over £1 million to charities with the Return of Its Movement for Good awards. People across the Isle of Wight can now nominate a cause close to their hearts for a potential £1,000 award to help make a difference. 500 charities around the UK will each receive £1,000 during the campaign. Since the initiative began in 2019, nearly 1,000 Isle of Wight residents have nominated causes they care about, leading to the Movement for Good Awards gifting £3,000 to charities across the county. Brains Trust, Isle of Wight Citizens Advice Bureau and White Dash have been amongst the beneficiaries following overwhelming public support. Anyone can nominate a registered charity at any time for the chance to receive £1,000. The first 250 winners will be announced in June. A further 250 winners will be announced in September. Winners will be drawn at random, and the more times a charity is nominated, the more chance it has of being selected. It's quick and easy to nominate. You can vote for your favourite charity online at www.movementforgood.com. Finally, plans for a new Premier store bordering Carisbrook and Newport have been submitted to the Isle of Wight Council. Under the plans, a small group of the existing showroom at Carisbrook Garage, part of the Sixers Motor Group, could be turned into a convenience store. Up to 10 car parking spaces will be created to the front of the premises, with the proposed store opening times to be between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. That's all. I'm Jasper Hay Cox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and years of birth. Chloe Davidson, who was born in 2002, who's 20. Isaac Anderson, who was born in 1995, who's 27. And finally, Sam Harris, who was born in 1961, who's 61. That's it for your celebrity birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. Number 1. Green Roof Day on Monday the 6th of June invites people all around the world to gaze out their windows and look for roofs that are ideal for getting green. To reduce their carbon footprint and adapt to climate change, most towns and cities in the world are aiming to become green. Green roofs help not only everyone, but also local wildlife, which is something we should all be grateful for. Green roofs are being celebrated all around the world, and whether you're in business or not, you can join in the fun. You may enjoy a lovely green roof, whether it's on top of a bike shed, bus stop, or your home office, and celebrating it will definitely be encouraged. Number 2. World Oceans Day on Wednesday the 8th of June honours the ocean and the crucial role it plays in our lives. A blanket of deep, brilliant blue covers two-thirds of the globe, and it continues to support an enormous range of life. Animals that live in the ocean need a joyful and safe environment in which to wander and thrive without fear of damage or man-made barriers. It's critical to protect the seas so that everyone may live in a healthy environment. On this day, individuals from all walks of life may join together to create a space for everyone to enjoy and appreciate, regardless of where they reside. It's time for ocean advocates to focus on discussion and sustainability in order for the seas to stay clean and useful. And finally, number 3. Worldwide Knitting Public Day on Saturday the 11th of June is intended to demonstrate that knitting is a pleasant and pleasurable pastime for people of all ages, as well as something you can be proud of. We have, rather stereotypically, all gotten those lovely knitted jumpers from our grandparents as children, but times have changed in recent decades. Knitting has been popular among people of all ages as a means to make something beautiful, advocate social change, and spend some calm time meditating. You may also utilise the expertise to help others in the community, since there are many worthwhile causes to choose from. It's an excellent approach to persuade individuals who have never tried knitting to do so. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, this is Blake with the gig guide for you for this week. So Monday, we have got the Acoustic Originals at Key Arts at 7:30 p.m. And for events, we have got White Lines Poetry Night at Key Arts at 7 p.m. Tuesday, for music, we have got Legacy Unlimited at Rylestone Bandstand, 8 p.m. And for events, we've got the Isle of Wight Art Society lecture for Alki Brain, which is a ticketed event at Northwood House, 2 p.m. And Limbo, which is a film screening, it is rated a 12A, which is a ticketed event at Key Arts, 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, we have got for music, we got Sandown and Shanklin Military Band at Rylestone Bandstand, 8 p.m. And for events, we have got Tea Dance at Broadway Centre, Sandown, 2 p.m. And for Thursday,
We have got music. We have got Vectis Brass at Rylestone's Bandstand, 8 p.m. JC and Angelina at the Spyglass Inn, Ventnor, 8 p.m. And Beyond the West End, 2022, at Shanklin Theatres, 8:15 p.m.
Rubbish Jokes, brought to you in association with the Internet.
Where do fruits go on holiday? Paris. Where do boats go when they are sick? The boat dock.
Where do you learn to make a banana split? Sunday school.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is logorrhea. It is spelled L-O-G-O-R-R-H-O-E-A. It is a noun which refers to an excessive flow of words or a tendency to extreme talkativeness. It can be used in the sentence, "She's a genius in the best sense of the term, however she might need to control her logorrhea on occasion." It originated from the early 20th century from the Greek words logos, which means word, and rhoia, which means flow. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye. Goodbye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.